thanks for meeting me today. I didn't think you'd show up, if I'm being honest.
Well, you're so busy these days. We all are. With college and work, Sam and Alex didn't even see the messages I sent in the group chat, and all you responded with was okay, and I wasn't sure if you meant, oh, you're visiting the spot we all used to hang out at when we were high schoolers, okay, or, yeah, I'm down to meet, okay. I'm glad it was the second one. This place really does hold some amazing memories, doesn't it? Remember that one time we all skipped school together and came here? We got so much food and drinks and we just played around and talked and kept each other company. Yeah, Sam was going through a lot of shit then. No matter how close we were, he never opened up to us, did he? It was only Alex he trusted. I think so too. In a group of friends, there's always gonna be the two who are closer to each other than with the rest, you know? They are? No, don't get me wrong, I'm happy for them. I knew she liked him a lot, but I never would have guessed that they were in a relationship. I hope they're happy together. What about you? Are you seeing someone? Oh, why not? Damn, I felt that. I'm so lonely right now, but I don't even know what I want. I'm so confused, I guess. About what I am, you know? You ever feel that way? Like, it's like you have no idea what you're supposed to do with your life. So you just go with the flow, I guess. I seriously have no idea what I'm doing after college. Am I not supposed to have everything figured out by now? Like, why do I feel so empty and lost and... I'm sorry. We haven't talked or seen each other in so long, and I just hit you with the dark stuff 30 minutes into our reunion. Are you sure? I'm not making you uncomfortable or anything, right? Okay. Hey, wanna go skinny dipping? To release some of this god-awful tension. I know, very out of the blue. But tell me, how many times have we visited this lake and actually went in it? Not once. Isn't that crazy? I mean, yeah, it's very sudden, but come on. I think it'll be fun. It's pretty sunny today, so I bet the water won't even be that cold. Nope. Don't make excuses. We've skinny dipped in Sam's pool before and it wasn't even that bad. I've seen you naked. You've seen me naked. What's the big deal? Fine. You stay here then. I'll go alone. Yes, I'm serious. I was gonna go either way. I just wanted you to join me. Really? You're gonna join me? Are you sure? Well, aren't you a knight in shining armor? Or the damsel in distress? Whichever one suits your fancy. I'm taking off my clothes. 'Cause the last time I checked, skinny dipping means swimming naked, and the first step of swimming naked is being naked. Hey, I appreciate that you're respectful enough to look away, but you know you don't have to, right? We're both very attractive individuals. I don't blame us if we can't look away from each other. Yeah, well, I think you're wrong. I think you're very good looking. You have a very sexy body, too. I'm surprised you're still single, if I'm being honest. And I'm also surprised that you still get all shy and awkward when someone compliments you. Yes, you do. You should see yourself right now. Your body language screams awkward. Anyway, we're burning daylight. Let's go before you change your mind. Again. What? I am respectfully looking. Alright, you ready? On the count of three. One, two. You crazy little muffin. Why didn't you wait for me? Don't be nervous, it wasn't even that bad. It feels very freeing. Oh, come on, lighten up. Okay. Let's call it a truce. I need to breathe. Hey, you have something near your eye. No, it's still there. Get over here. Great, I got it. Yeah, no problem. Hey, may I, I can't hold back any longer. May I kiss you? Thanks. Thanks, Mom. I've been wanting to do that for so long. Cause I thought you liked that one person from your history class. I guess we were both a little dense back then, huh? Don't say that. There are a lot of likable and lovable things about you. It's the way you're always there for me, even when I pushed people away. And sometimes it felt like our friends never really cared about how I was, but you'd be there, constantly texting me, calling me, checking up on me. You made me feel like I was worth something. Plus, you're the only person who enjoys my cooking, so you're definitely a keeper. Hey, don't tell me you forced that lasagna down your throat just to make me happy. Oh, God, really? I am so sorry I made you eat that. I will apologize and kisses. Come here. Yes, it's an excuse to kiss you one more time. Just let me kiss you. I don't think I'll ever get tired of that. Come on. I'll buy you food to make it up to you for almost giving you food poisoning. If you're down. Sweet.